from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bottom line is, according to Matt Maiocco, the 49ers have negotiated a framework of deals that would send Ayuk, Brandon Ayuk, to either Cleveland or New England. So now, apparently, and there's a lot to get into, the ball's in Ayuk's court. Though I'm not sure I believe that,
Explain it to me.
That's where we're at right now. Certainly, there's a couple teams willing to pay Ayuk. To me, that's half of it. The other half of it is that the 49ers are going to still want something valuable for him. And we'll see if they can figure it out.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, if somehow this team, the San Francisco 49ers, could get the likes of Amari Cooper to replace the absence of Brandon Ayuk, to me, that changes everything. But, Steiny, I got a question. We're talking about Ayuk, his minute leverage. That's what it looks like to me. He doesn't have much, if any. But in what world, and I'm Team Ayuk, in what world is the trade up to him? If the Niners want to get rid of, quote-unquote, this headache, or a guy that overvalues himself, why would the trades hinge and depend on Brandon wanting to play in either New England or Cleveland? What am I missing? How is it up to him? Said team can trade. He has no trade clause. He doesn't have a no trade clause. So if they just wanted to get past this, isn't it, hey, buddy, we had a great run. Steiny, your ass is going to Cleveland.
Well, Cleveland probably doesn't want to trade for somebody who doesn't want to be there. And especially if Cleveland or the Patriots are prepared to give him a big contract, but he doesn't want to be there.
Well, damn, where does he want to be?
It's a great question.
Do you still think he wants to wear the red and gold? And does the red and gold want him to wear it at this point? How much damage has really been done?
I think the San Francisco 49ers absolutely want Brandon Ayuk to be wearing a 49er uniform.
Interesting.
For $14 million. Wow. That's the bottom line.
Wow.
To me. And the other question I have is, do the 49ers really right now have two deals for Brandon Ayuk? I don't know, man.
If you have to counter yes or no, well, I'm betting no. I ain't hating on the reporters because I love them all. They got a job to do, but good God, Steiny, something is amiss. Something is off. Because you would have pulled the trigger already.
My feeling on this, after learning about Ayuk today and doing more thinking on Trent Williams, while it may be subject to change and anything can happen at any moment, the 49ers so far this offseason are playing hardball. They are absolutely playing hardball and have played hardball up to this point. Because if Michael Silver of the Chronicle is correct and the Niners knew Trent Williams,
there you go,
was unhappy in March, and that this was on the horizon, and the 49ers knew back in March Brandon Ayuk was going to be tough to sign.
John Sally.
Then the reality of the situation is we're 4 months later, and it doesn't seem like the 49ers have budged on anything.
Well, I'll tell you this. That comes at a cost. And I text you and Evan early this morning because I've been thinking about it, Steiny. We talk about windows. As the 49ers are currently constructed, I got my money on them to come out the NFC. If Brandon Ayuk somehow is in another uniform, and you're gonna go out there with Pearsall, who I'm not hating on. I can't wait to see / Juwan Jennings. And let's just say you don't get the likes of Amari Cooper. Stani, that window doesn't shut, but it gets closer to shutting. Like, if you're going to get another receiver too, when is he going to learn the playbook? When is he going to develop the rapport? Like, they got a game this Saturday in Tennessee. So I'm just proceed with caution. You are right. They're playing hardball, but to what what cost, partner? That's what's concerning me. At what cost?
Well, I don't know if there's a cost yet on it. I really don't. But I hear you. And, you know, the one thing I'm not overly concerned with is
Trent Williams.
No. If they were to get Amari Cooper, the playbook.
Mm.
I look at Amari Cooper as a guy who's been in the league for a while.
All right.
You know, and you know what? And this is, here's where I'm a stickler. They don't have a game Saturday. They have an exhibition.
Yeah.
Saturday.
That he won't, if he were a Niner, and Ayuk even wouldn't even participate in.
Probably not.
I don't even expect Purdy to play in that game.
I don't know.
We'll see. Kyle's talking today, right?
Yeah, Kyle Shanahan's going to talk around 12 or 12:15. We're going to take that press conference live.
I'm sure he's looking forward to that, Steiny.
And at 1:00, we're going to have Eric Crocker locked on 49ers podcast because there's a lot of 49er. Talk that we're going to be doing today. Also, big Warrior news, or at least news that affects the Warriors. Lauri Markkanen, according to reports, is going to sign an extension with the Jazz tomorrow, which means he will be in a Jazz uniform all season long. So if Sham Sharania's report is correct, and I have no reason to believe it isn't,
yeah.
The Golden State Warriors, their pursuit of Markkanen is over this year. And they won't be acquiring Lauri Markkanen this year.
Yeah, put me down for disappointed, and they tried on Paul George. By all accounts, they tried on Markkanen. All I'm thinking about is a guy that's going to take the court at 12:30 today for the Team USA. How does Steph feel about that, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how Steph feels about anything. We'll find more about that. I mean, in a related piece of news today technically is the first day that Steph Curry could sign a one-year extension for year 2026-27. And, I put some weight into that date, but apparently Joe Lacob said don't read too much into it if it doesn't happen.
Yeah,
Curry's in France right now, finishing up with Team USA. So I wouldn't say that if nothing happens today, it means anything. Let's put it that way.
Got you.
There's nothing to see here with Steph Curry until there's something to see.
But for
see
the
here
49ers, there is, partner.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm tired of this. You tired?
No, I love it.
What do you love about it?
I love that there's I love that. Guys just don't get what they want. I'm glad that ownership and front office doesn't just get what they want. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but
that's kind of what this is the NFL. And the way the salary cap set up for first round picks, it invites this kind of conflict. It just does. And we've seen it with a bunch of receivers this year. This offseason, now a bunch of them have signed, but CeeDee Lamb hasn't, and neither has Brandon Ayuk. So that's the way that goes.
Yeah, you're right. But 97% of athletes that do what Brandon's doing, they get the team to succumb, Stani. They win.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.